miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, you're getting married in about 5 weeks.
Yes.
Which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that ritual are hen's parties.
Yeah.
And you've never been to one before.
No, I've never been to a hen's party at all.
Have any of your close friends gotten married?
No,
okay.
I'm the first.
Oh, rightio. So
I've had close friends who have had kids, but they haven't gotten married.
Yeah, rightio. So probably more hen's parties are on the horizon for you then.
Probably.
Your real one with friends and family is happening soon, like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, beginning of Feb.
Yeah, exactly right. And I thought, because I've got so many roles to play at your wedding, of course, then the florist, the cat bouquet will be making an appearance. Hopefully you'll be carrying it down the aisle. I'm also looking after, what else am I looking after? There was something else. Your photography, I think it was.
Right.
But I'm also your maid of honour, your Riverina maid of honour. And comes that is I have to organise a hen's party for you here in the Riverina, which is what I'm going to do. So I am the chief hen. Great stuff. Really excited.
I love how you've just appointed yourself to all these positions.
Well, they're important roles that need to be filled.
Should I do the same thing for your wedding?
I'm not really getting married.
Oh, but you are.
So I am chief hen. And I revealed just before that the listeners that will get to come along will be my party hens.
Yes.
Which is so exciting. I've organised a bus.
Okay. And that's all you've told me so far.
That's all I've told you. But I don't know what happens at hen's parties. Neither do you, because you've never been on one.
No.
I'm sure you've got an idea from looking at things on the internet.
Yeah, and from things that I've bought for the hen's party, like general hen stuff.
Yes.
There's lots of games played.
Yeah.
Of, you know, lemonade. Yeah.
Exactly right. Laughing girls. Ha, ha, ha. All that sort of stuff.
There's no pillow fights. Sorry,
no
guys.
Pillow fights, no. So I've never been to one, which might come as a surprise to some people.
I know, right.
And I'm planning yours for the Riverina.
Yeah.
I need some help for activities.
Okay.
Although I've got an idea in my head of what I want to do for yours, and I've already organised the bus because we need to get places. So the bus, tick, all done. Great. 13, 12, 16. What activities should I do?
In the Riverina.
In the Riverina for Claire's hens. Keeping in mind, you can win your way onto this hens party because it's not just you and I, Claire.
No.
We're inviting our friends, a.k.a. listeners, along to be a part of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
13, 12, 16, what activities in the Riverina should I be thinking about including for Claire's Riverina hens? Let us know. Come on, party hens. Get behind your chief hen. Leanne, 13, 12, 16, what activity should I be thinking about for Claire's hens party here in the Riverina?
Hot shots.
Hot shots. Oh, a bit of the men that take their gear off.
Yeah, tastefully taking their gear off and dancing around.
Right, of course, Leanne. Now, have you visited one of these events before?
Oh, when I was about 18.
Okay, so you're only 19 now, so last year, that's good news.
I did just go and try and Google to see when the hot shots were in town.
They're in town soon.
Well, I know. 9th of February.
9th of February. Okay.
Leanne is onto it.
I was going to have a look, but as far as work's concerned, that is not something that I should be looking at on my computer and banned me from the website.
Leanne, all right, hot shots. I'll make a note.
It's a must.
Night,
you've got to do it.
All right, thank you very much for your call.
Bye.
All right, that's a solid start, Claire. Hot shots, which is good. All right, Amy, 13, 12, 16 also called through. What activities do you think I should be planning?
I'm not too sure about the actual, activities, but I got married 3 years ago.
Yes.
And my maid of honour organised a couple of games, which were really funny and really, really entertaining.
Ooh,
for everyone.
Okay.
Yes.
She got toilet paper and made everyone make a wedding dress.
Ooh,
I've seen this game.
Toilet paper wedding dress, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. One person, there was groups, and one person stood and had to, get dressed, and everyone else had to, dress them in the toilet paper, and it was quite funny.
I like it.
Sounds pretty good.
Now, how do you think I'll go as chief hen? Do you reckon I'll do a good job?
I think you'll be awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Geez.
Well, your chance to win your way onto this adventure is not too far away. Thanks for your call, Amy.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Yeah, thanks, Amy. And Sally's also given us a call up. Sally, what do you think we should be doing?
You should do Claire and friends the flower crown making with Bella Vita to it.
Okay, flower crowns. Right. Now, are you sponsored by them? Because you got their name in. You did very well there. A little bit of a free plug. All right, so flower crowns with Bella Vita tours. All right, I'll make a note of that. A good idea. Have you done that before?
No. Well, I recently got engaged myself too.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. And that's what I want to do for my hen.
Right. Are you looking Are you looking for a maid of honour or a chief hen? I'm available.
Well, I've got my bridal party sorted.
Oh. We'll brush them off, Sally. Is there a space for me or not? Yes or no? Just that's all I want to hear.
No.
All right. Sally, thanks for your call.
Sally.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no worries at all, Sally. Thanks, everyone, getting involved, Claire. Three great ideas there.
Yeah.
We've had Leanne, Hot Shots, Amy with a couple of games making a wedding dress out of toilet paper, and, of course, Sally's just then with the flower crowns from Bella Vita Tours. You can, if one of those were to make the agenda, the itinerary of my hen's party for you, what would you pick?
I would definitely pick the flower crowns, I think.
Okay. I'll make a note of that and disregard it because it's not about you. This is about what I want to do for you.
Well,
there's a big difference.
You said before that I should be thanking you.
You should be.
And I have decided that, you know what? You're right. I should be thanking you.
Yes.
And I have decided to take it upon myself to appoint myself to your wedding to say thank you for you appointing yourself to mine.
In what role will you be doing?
Look, I've looked it up. I figured it all out. I just need approval from the bosses to do it.
Yes.
And I will tell you about it tomorrow.
Whatever job it is, it's already taken.
Nah, sorry. Dane, you know that I'm an animal lover.
Not just an animal lover. You're a cat lover.
I do. I love my kitties.
You sure do.
One of my cats has like a little nub for a tail because he got run over.
Yep.
And it's very cute. Anyway. Fact of the day. But I love animals, and there are a lot of animal lovers out there.
Mm.
But then there are some animal lovers who take it to the extremes.
Like you.
No, further than me.
Well, that is crazy, and I never want to meet them.
Cat photography, right, is a thing where you photograph your cats and all that. There's actually a wedding photographer that after your wedding will go back with you to your house and photograph you in your wedding dress with your cats.
No, the less I say in this time frame, the better, I think. I'll just let you keep going.
Well,
because you know I'll get frustrated.
This is going to frustrate you. And I would not go this far. There is a woman and her husband over in, I think, Ireland or something like that, who recently posted a photo album to Facebook of herself and her partner, so Lucy and Stephen. It's been shared over 7,000 times. 70,000 times.
Wow.
And it's a maternity shoot.
A maternity shoot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's obviously pregnant, which is great. And a lot of this is a new thing. People go out and get pregnancy photos.
But she's not pregnant.
What?
She got a new kitten. Oh, it gets worse. Now, I'm sure that you've probably seen this online because it is going fanatic at the moment. But this maternity shoot had a key difference. It involved her giving birth to a cat.
No, this is not okay.
There is a photo from like a tummy angle of her and a cat between her legs, and her husband put his hands out like he's catching the cat, like she's giving birth to it. Then there's another one where she's got that, like, you know when women are in labor and they have that face like, oh, this really hurts face. She's got that face and it looks up at her with the cat between her legs. Then there's another where she's gripping her stomach and like her head's up in pain and her husband's grabbing the cat from between her legs. And then once the cat is born.
No.
There are photos of it in a newborn blanket. You know the newborn blankets you get from hospitals?
Yes.
And her husband are like lovingly looking at this cat. And then there's one of those photos where she's like got the cat full wrapped up in the blanket like a baby in her arms. She's staring at her husband. They've got their head to head.
Oh, no.
And they've both got that like, oh, this is so amazing crying faces
on. All right. I don't mind pet photography because I know they can get some really cool photos of pets themselves in awesome situations.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've taken photos of Des before, which is our dog.
Yeah.
But this is absolutely ridiculous and a waste of money. But Would you do it?
No.
Good.
No, I'm not this extreme. But it is hilarious to look at.
And a little bit weird.
I think it goes a bit further than a little bit. Tegan from Leading Edge Computers joins us again this week. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning. How are you, Claire?
Yeah, good.
Doing well. Thank you. Wonderful. See, that's the same thing. Like, I answered the question without being even asked a question. We were talking about it earlier. Anyway. Demodus. Very confusing. We got some news for us. Apple HomePod, which is a rival to Google Home, is on its way.
Yeah, and Amazon Alexa as well. Yeah. So, the Apple's answer to Amazon Echo and Google Home smart speakers, the HomePod, is apparently almost ready for launch. Now, originally it was supposed to be released in December, but the smart speaker has now been approved for sale by the American Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, which means Apple will probably start selling it very soon. So following its delayed launch, Apple said it needed a little bit more time to get HomePod ready for customers. Apple said it would start shipping in the US, UK and Australia in early 2018. Which is right now. So we're hoping to hear an official announcement from Apple very soon, and we can't wait to get it in store.
Tegan, a question about these though, right? So the Google Home's been around for a little bit, and so it's learnt a bit about Australia over time.
Yes.
How do you think this and the Amazon Echo are going to go straight off when it comes to Australian culture and learning
Australian
stuff?
What do you mean it learns?
Well, I mean, that, like, for instance, the Echo by Amazon, they may not know as much about Australia as they do about America. And so there may be questions you ask it that it can't quite answer.
Doesn't it just search the internet, though, to get the answer?
Yeah, but there are certain things that are added in. And I know because we've tried out the Google Home, it does have a lot of Australian slang that it knows already.
Oh, right, yep.
Apple HomePod, I think, will be the same because they already have
the
Siri.
Phones and,
okay. And it's run by Siri. So if Siri knows it, the HomePod should know it.
Fantastic.
Can I connect the HomePod to my new TV?
You should be able to. We'll have to.
Yeah, have to have a play around once, once
we'll
it comes in.
We'll have to have a play around and see. Yeah, it will definitely connect with the Apple TV.
Right.
We'll have to check about the smart TVs.
Okay, very interesting stuff. Now, I've seen this over Instagram and Facebook. I don't know if you have, Claire.
I kind of seen it, but I didn't really know much about it. Searching with your selfie.
Yes. Now, we've had a little play with this morning already.
Mm. Yeah.
And you've probably seen it on Facebook. Yes, people comparing their selfies to famous works of art. So if you want to try it out, here's how to do it. It's really easy. You download the Arts and Culture app by Google. It's available for iOS and Android devices. From the Home tab, just keep scrolling down until you see a feature called Search with Your Selfie and tap on Get Started. Take a selfie, very easy, and the app will then show you which famous portraits your picture matches. It's not always super accurate. It scans your face and then compares it to thousands of historical portraits. So it's a very tough little task that it's got to do in a few seconds.
Yeah.
But the mismatches is kind of what makes it fun.
Yeah.
So the app again is called Google Arts and Culture, and it's free.
Now, I did mine, and mine was a 68% match, and I got a portrait of Abraham Blomart from 1566 to 1651 by Paulus Morosi. And all the art fans out there are going, you just butchered all those names. 68% match. And I tell you what, it's not too bad.
Yours isn't too bad.
Yeah,
mine was
pretty good.
Mine was pretty horrid, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was a 60% match.
Yours wasn't very good. I got a 66% match with The Fisher Girl by Reginald Barber, which is in the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Yes, I love that piece. I love that piece
of
artwork.
Awesome.
It's one of my favourite. And every time I see that,
spot on.
Every time I see that, I go, geez, that looks like Tegan from Leading Edge Computers.
Perfect.
And what is happening at Leading Edge Computers this week?
Well, if you need a new printer at home, now's the perfect time to buy. Canon is offering up to $50 cash back on inkjet printers. We'll even help you with the claim in store. And our famous dollar deal is running until the end of the month. Simply purchase any Windows laptop during January. Pay an extra $1 only.
Oh, wow.
And you'll get our amazing back-to-school bundle. It's a laptop bag, an inkjet printer, a USB stick, and a wireless mouse, and that's a saving of $147.
Wonderful. Excellent stuff. Thanks so much, Tegan.
Thanks very much. Come in and see us. We're at Leading Edge Computers, top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Fantastic. Thanks, Tegan. We'll catch you next week.
See you then.
Being an adult sometimes sucks, yeah?
Yep.
But researchers have come out recently and defined what age you are technically an adult. Now, legally, you're an adult here in Australia at 18. When it comes to like Medicare and Centrelink and like buying alcohol
and
things
vote.
Like that. Yeah. So as far as the government's concerned, at 18, you're an adult.
When you're visiting a theme park, you're an adult at 13.
Of course you are. But scientists have done this study, and we love a good study on this show.
We do.
And researchers have concluded that we're not really adults.
Wait, let me see if I can guess what age.
Until we reach
24.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes,
what a
24.
Guess. Yes.
So technically This last year I became an adult.
Yeah, okay. So why are they saying that's the age when people become adults?
Well, that's because so many people or young people are continuing their education for longer periods of time,
yep.
delaying marriage and parenthood.
Yep.
And the definition of adolescence is currently between the ages of 10 and 19, which marks the beginning of puberty and the perceived end of biological growth.
And when you think about it as well, teen is still in the number. So it's 19. You're still a teenager
yes.
until you turn 20 and then you're like, oh, there's no more teens in my age, so I better pull my socks up. But I'd probably agree with that.
But 24, it probably takes 3 years to really become an adult.
You know what? I'd probably agree with that because I'm going to be honest with you. I lived at home all the way up until, I moved out just after I finished university. I moved home from working overseas and I moved back home for a little bit and then I moved out. So I only got my first real job when I was at uni, so it would have been 18, 19.
Yeah.
And then even though I could vote and buy alcohol and that type of thing, I was still living at home, not paying rent.
Yeah,
I wasn't
right.
really doing adult things, probably till about my mid-20s. So
see,
I totally agree with that.
But I was the opposite to you.
Yeah, right.
I moved out at 16.
Wow, okay.
I had my first job at 14 and 9 months.
Yeah, rightio.
And I'm pretty sure I've adulted for the past, like, 10 years.
But what do you think, besides voting and having a job and being able to buy alcohol, what makes you an adult?
I pay bills.
You reckon bills? You got bills when you're 18, though?
Yeah. Yeah, I was living at home.
Well, okay, yeah. Fair call. Do you know, I think it's when you have to make decisions that affect other people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing that they've figured out, the average marriage for a couple, first time, is between 32.5 years for males and 30.6 years for females. So that's 8 years later than it was in the 1970s.
For people getting married for the first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I guess when you look at all the trends, it makes sense that 24 is probably the first time you're starting to make those decisions.
Jeez. It's.
So don't worry, kids.
Yeah.
If you just finished school, if your parents tell you to pay rent, tell them you're not an adult yet.
Yeah.
Research has approved it.
And then slam your door shut and play your Xbox.